Now, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by David Daly from Freedom Financial. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good, yourself?
Good, thank you. So we are here to discuss a possible windfall for dozens of people around Cork and certain areas, including here in Youghal.
Yeah, hopefully, Bernard. Standard Life, who are basically in charge of the pension scheme for Youghal Carpets for many, many years. They put out a couple of media adverts looking for people who had actually worked in several big Cork companies, and Youghal Carpets being one of them. Now, it was quite vague and quite confusing, because Youghal Carpets over the years has been named many entities, Youghal Carpets, Corestar Carpets, etc., etc. And it's had various stages of opening and closing. How I sort of got, I suppose, the main things people want to know, I suppose, what have I got to do with it, or why am I here? As a financial advisor, I had seen the article on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And I thought, obviously, it would be interest. Marisa Tobin, who's my office manager, who runs the Youghal office for me, I sent it on to her and said, look, put that up on our Facebook page, just sort of let everybody know that, you know, it would be obviously interest to local people. So Marisa put up the actual link from the Echo Live, and she put her phone number down, because that's Marisa would sort of, if anyone had queries and questions about pension stuff, she'd be quite happy to take it. So the response was actually unbelievable. You know, we've been fielding dozens of calls for the last 2 days, because people obviously, there's been many people who worked in Youghal Carpets over the years, people who might be deceased, family, friends have been ringing in. So I actually rang in myself, because one of my family members would have worked in Youghal Carpets for many years. I have several family members working in Youghal Carpets, but one in particular who basically I just wanted to ring on his behalf. And I was told that they couldn't speak to me, they could only speak to the policyholder. Now, that worried me, because I don't think they realise that, like, if a company is going since the 60s, a lot of members would be of a certain age. A lot of people wouldn't be in a position to ring a UK landline and ring a call centre. So I sort of expressed my concern with them that I don't think you realise, especially as, and I'm only dealing from the Youghal Carpets perspective, there was other companies as well in Cork, Sunbeam and Seafield Gentex. So I just said, look, I can just tell you in Youghal, there's been thousands of employees have passed through those gates over the years. So I was concerned that, look, this is going to be a problem for people, that they mightn't be able to contact you. So I've been in discussions with them for the last 2 days, and what they agreed was that they would take calls if someone was in a position to ring the UK landline. They would speak to friends and family, providing you had a name and you had a date of birth, right? So that was a concession I got from them, so I'm delighted with that. But what I also said I'd do as well for local people, if they wanted it, that I would compile a list myself with dates of births, and they would take that list from me and they would contact those people direct to save them having to ring in. Now, from a data protection perspective, obviously they couldn't tell me who's affected or who's not affected. And that's unfortunately, you know, that's just the rules of the game in financial services, and under data protection rules, you just can't give out anyone's name, etc. So what I would say to anybody who has worked in Youghal Carpets from circa 19 in the 60s to the 90s, 95 to be exact, if you're in a position to call the UK number, call the UK number. If you're not in a position to call the UK number for whatever reason, you know, I'd be quite happy if somebody wanted to send me an email on info@freedomfinancial.ie. Now, I apologise to people. I've scores of calls today and I just couldn't field all of them myself.
Yeah.
Marisa Tobin, who's my office manager, she's away with her family for the weekend, and, you know, it's just been manic.
Hectic.
So I do apologise to people who've been trying to call me. Okay. So what I'd like to say to people is this. Standard Life have said, we're interested in talking to people who worked in Youghal Carpets, who had a Standard Life pension and who have yet to draw down their benefits, etc., etc. Now, what I find, having spoken to scores of people over the last 2 days, is a lot of people don't know if they have a Standard Life pension or can remember it, and they might remember something about it, but they don't, you know.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people out there genuinely concerned that they might be entitled to something, okay? Now, all I can say is I don't know how many people are entitled to anything in Youghal Carpets, but I certainly know that some people are, and that's all the information it gave me from Standard Life. Now, I did pose four questions to them, because they were a bit cagey, obviously, about, you know, dealing with a third party,
yeah,
right? But I did get across to them that, look, this was certainly in Youghal, this was a really sort of, you know, this cut to the bone, this particular issue. Youghal Carpets, you know, was the main employer in town for a long while. The work there was hard, it was tough. And I know a lot of people left there with little or nothing for any year of service. So if I can be of any help at all to try and get something to somebody who deserves it, I'm quite happy to make my office available to anyone who wants to talk to me. So the few questions, you might forgive me here now, I'm just going to read out their answers.
No,
I pose four questions to them. Can you tell me how many people are affected in Youghal Carpets out of all the people you're looking for? So they said it was 100 policy holders, okay? Out of all the Cork companies they named, and they said about 3/4 of the remaining customers we are trying to trace were members of the Youghal staff. Youghal Works or Youghal Yarns pension schemes. Youghal Carpets customers were in service circa 1960 to 1995. So that really, that's everybody. That's more or less everybody is what they're telling me, right? What years were the Youghal, this is another question I pose, what years were the Youghal Carpets pension scheme in operation with Standard Life, and is it being handled by Standard Life Ireland or Standard Life UK? Now, they failed to answer what years the scheme was run by, but it says all these plans are currently administered in Edinburgh, the UK, hence the UK telephone number. That's the 031 number. It's an Edinburgh number. And I suppose a big question that people will ask is, can you help me understand why it took 2019 to try and track policy holders down? That's one of the main questions I think a lot of people have. So we've been working to trace members of these schemes for some time and have successfully tracked some of them down. However, as we've now exhausted all our usual lines of inquiry for these remaining people, we have placed advertisements in all of the main media in Ireland to see if we can find them. We are continuing to work with our tracing agency to see if there's more we can do. We regularly work to trace those who've lost touch with our pension, which can sometimes happen when people move home and forget to update their pension provider, or when pension schemes cease, as what we call in the business, wind down. In this instance, when the pension schemes were wound up, Standardised relationship was with the scheme administrators or trustees rather than individual members of the schemes. As a result, the contact details for the individual policyholders were not directly held by Standard Life. So what they mean by that is that as a company, the company took out the pension scheme on behalf of its employees.
Okay.
So the relationship was with the management of Youghal Carpets with Standard Life. Now, obviously, there's a duty of care from Youghal Carpets to make sure that that scheme is administered correctly for the employees. And, you know, this is something over the years you'd hear that, you know, a lot of people thought, for whatever reason, you know, that was the scheme administered properly? Were people given what they were supposed to give? So look, this is an issue that I think will be addressed once I get enough names and dates of births, or enough people contact them, because I think they won't give me that information direct, but they will give it to the people who contact them. So I've you know, there's a bit more meat on this particular aspect of it, right? So we'll see how it plays out over the coming days, and we'll see how many people can contact them. And another important thing for me when I contacted them was that people, you know, with a lot of company pension schemes, you do have what we call benefits for, in the old days, it was called spouses and orphans. As obviously, if someone died, then orphans would be left. So that's what he was called, spouses and orphan schemes. So I wanted to know, you know, would there be something, if somebody had deceased and they were due pension benefits, would they be paid? And look, to be fair to them, so this was my question. We are getting a lot of calls from deceased Youghal Carpets employees' families, and that's a fact. I've got daughters, wives ringing me with the last 2 days, and Maurice as well. Would there be benefits be paid available to surviving spouses and children? Should they be on your list? And this is what they said. The benefits are unique to each member and scheme. We have a full process to deal with these members on a case-by-case basis. Some members are not due to start payments yet, and some will be owed arrears. Benefits may be payable to surviving spouses or children, but this is fully dependent on the scheme policy rules and will need to be checked on a case-by-case basis. For reference, pension policies which pay out to children are unusual nowadays, but they weren't unusual then. Okay, so a bit woolly from them, but you know, I would suggest that it would have been unusual at the time not to have spouses and orphans component of the scheme. So, you know, and what I said as well is, look, if we do identify individuals, what documentation would be needed should someone be on the list to access the entitlements? So what they're telling me is we have a customer identification and verification process, which we would explain to each customer upon tracing. We would write to all trace customers and request various forms of identification. So that's fair enough. That's standard stuff. Yeah. That's just them to prove who you are or who your father was, who your mum was, who was actually a beneficiary of the scheme. So I suppose, look, that's the most up-to-date information I have. And I would apologise to people who tried to call me today. The phone has been red hot and I've been on the phone to, you know, yeah, to as many people, and I rang back as many people as I could. So what I would say is this: if you are an employee of the scheme between that period and you are in a position to pick up the phone and ring the UK number, please do so. That's the quickest and easiest way. If you give your name and your date of birth, or if you give your dad's or your mum's, who were employee beneficiaries who might be deceased, you ring 0044 131 245 7364. Now, I have that up on my own Facebook page, freedomfinancial.ie. That's there as well. If you are not in a position to ring that UK number for any reason, please contact my office and I would be happy to put you on the list that I'm compiling for Standard Life. So basically, I've dozens of names and dates of births that I'm going to forward to Standard Life, and they said they'd accept it from me and they would contact the people directly. So I'll need a name, a date of birth and a contact number that they can contact you from. So they promised me that they would contact people who were affected directly, that you wouldn't have to. So that was a big concession, I thought, because it otherwise was. They were only saying that we're only speaking to the policyholders. And, you know, so that's really the update on the whole thing. Now, if I hear any more, obviously I'll keep you up to date. But look, as I said, if anyone has any questions or anyone is a beneficiary of this pension and just sort of doesn't know what happened next, I can make my office available to anybody free of charge to help you out. I've got pension specialists. I've got legal advice available for anybody who wants to sort of take it to the next level. And again, that's just, you know, I had a lot of family members work there. It was an important part of a lot of people's lives, yeah, back in the day. And look, I'm happy if I can help in any way, you know.
Brilliant. And if you're the person who worked there is deceased, I know you went over this, do you have to be the executor of the will, or can it be just a family member?
What I got him to concede was very simple: is that look, if you're a family member, a sibling, a spouse, a daughter, a son, that they would, once you could verify a name and a date of birth, that they would deal with you and they would talk to you.
Brilliant.
Is David, that okay?
That's brilliant.
Listen,
thank you so much for a comprehensive update.
Thank you very much, Bernard.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was David Daly from Freedom Financial.